item number 5 from the Chief Judge requesting authorization to receive and expend $77,192 in remaining 2011 funds from the State of Wisconsin Office of Justice Assistance in support of the Universal Screening Program and to amend the 2012 Professional Services Contract with Justice 2000 to allow for the expenditure of these funds. Item number 6, from the Chief Judge requesting authorization to receive and expend $113,172 in remaining 2010-2011 grant funds from the State of Wisconsin Office of Justice Assistance in support of the Assess, Inform, and Measure Program and to extend the Professional Services Contract with Justice 2000 to allow for the expenditure of these funds. Item number 7 from the Chief Judge requesting authorization to receive and expend $51,315 in remaining 2009-2011 grant funds from the State of Wisconsin Office of Justice Assistance in support of the Treatment Alternatives and Diversion Program and to amend the 2012 Professional Services Contract with Justice 2000 to allow for the expenditure of these funds.
Thank you. Any questions on 5, 6, or 7? Supervisor Harris.
Yes, thank you. I actually have a question on number 5. I noticed that there is no, indication on how $22,808 was allocated for the $100,000 that was awarded. And I'm not sure if normally there's like a breakdown of how this money is allocated and spent, but when I was reading this resolution, it just sort of sent up like, you know, a question for me that said, well, you're requesting the remaining $77,192, but how was, you know, the $22,808 were spent?
Chair and board supervisor, we expended the other 22,000 and change last year in 2010 on universal screening, and it all went for to Justice 2000 for staff costs for case managers and the data system development.
Okay.
And we, of course, had to provide an accounting to OJA for all of this money, not just the 77 that we're going to be spending this year, but the 22,000 that we spent last year, which was also OJA's money. We had to account to them for how we spent the money.
Okay. So can we request a copy of that?
Sure.
But I would like to request a copy.
And I should also tell you that in next month we will be providing, as required and requested by the board, a information report on the status of universal screening as, you know, as the entire program, what we've done to date and what we know to date about it and the cost to date. So that is on, will be on your, hopefully be on your agenda next month. That was a part of the budget requirements that were placed on us, which we're happy to comply with.
And I can wait for it at that time. Then I don't need an additional report. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Anybody else? Any committee members from our audience? Yes, Reverend, please come on up. And then I need to have you fill out a card, please. Okay. But your name for those listening?
Joseph L. Wenger, member of the MICA AODA Treatment Committee and working on these issues over the years. I sense a support from the board members here and certainly from the county board in the past for such programs as universal screening and TAD, Treatment Alternatives and Diversion. But I don't want to take, we don't want to take anything for granted. We've worked hard, we being MICA and Wisdom organization of 35 congregations in the city. Don't want to take anything for granted. We helped to get the TAD legislation passed back in 2005, and we're just grateful that we have a county board and we have a chief judge and a district attorney that see the value of these programs that have demonstrated their evidence-based results indicate that it saves money and it saves lives and it builds the positive vibes in the community that we have people in charge who really care about the health of the community and the safety of the community, because this all contributes to a healthier and a safer community. So we just want to underscore our support for universal screening, the TAD programming, and our deep concern for increasing the effectiveness back again of the Day Report Center, which was brought up earlier, and I understand will be a topic of conversation at your next meeting. But that's another example of a program that's evidence-based, that shows that it really contributes in every way, economically, and success stories for individuals and families, that we just want to do everything we can to support those programs, and I encourage the board and this committee to do exactly what I think you're about to do.
Well, thank you, Reverend. I know that there's at least one other member from MICA here in support, Sister Rose, yes. And anybody else, Reverend, from MICA here? Well, okay, if not. Before we vote, I just have one question, and that is, on all three of these, obviously there was a balance that, in essence, I don't want to say there was extra money, but how is that found? I mean, it's... obviously, you keep track, and then there's because there's a deadline. And can you just walk me through the mechanics of that?
Certainly, I
go ahead.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Every month, I get expenditure and cost reports from Justice 2000, who is our contract provider for all of these services. And every month, I'm monitoring where the program is at in terms of spending. Are we running surplus or deficit? When I realized late last year into the first of this year that we were going to have these kinds of surpluses in these programs, I approached the Office of Justice Assistance and said, here's where we're at spending-wise. I realize these grants are due to expire. Can we do a continuation of these and receive these funds into 2012 to help us support universal screening, continuation of the TAD program, and supervision of folks in the community, and we work together to come up with a way to do that. The surplus evolves. Both of these were two and a half year grants for TAD and a 2 year for AIM. The AIM budget, the state basically gave us funds in an amount that really exceeded what we had budgeted. So we knew we were going to end up in a surplus situation with that program, so we worked collectively, monitored the budget, monitored spending, and went to work developing a plan for use of those funds this year to help us with the pretrial operation and the impact that universal screening has had on those services.
I would also add that if we were able to start universal screening 3 months sooner, then we were able to really get it going full bore. We would have used all this money last year, but we didn't start the screening in terms of doing it 24/7 in the jail until January 17th, so that's why.
Well, let me and us acknowledge you, Ms. Shibleski, for monitoring that and finding, in essence, this extra money. I know that you're just doing your job, but it's nice to be able to have these funds, and so thank you for going the extra mile there. If there is no further question, then we can take items 5, 6, and 7 together. Madam Clerk, please.
Supervisors Harris?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishon?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The
Thank
item
you.
Is approved.
Thank you.
Items are approved.
All right. Item number 8, Madam Clerk.